You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Steve Scherr. I'm David Hyde, and everybody and their mother is talking about the Super Bowl this weekend, KUOW included. But believe it or not, there's some other things happening this weekend, including at the Experience Music Project, also known as the EMP. They're kicking off a celebration of Black History Month with the first of four Saturday events. The event this weekend takes a look at gentrification in Seattle through the eyes of local artists. And Dumi Marare curated the exhibit. He's a hip-hop artist. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
So you don't consider yourself a musician. Yeah, you told our producer, Arwin Nix, that you consider yourself more of a hip-hop artist. What's the difference?
Well, primarily, I think my gift is my voice, you know, and when you think of a musician, it usually is an instrument. And while the voice is an instrument, I think my primary gifting would be my voice. But I am a musician. I play marimbas. I play mbiras. I play drums. So I'm all into the Zimbabwean music. So as a musician, you know, that's there. But yeah, I'm a lyricist.
And I want to get to what's going to be happening this weekend in a minute. But I want to ask a little bit more about you. You grew up in a musical family.
Mm-hmm.
Your brother's half of this hip hop group called Shabazz Palaces.
Indeed. Yeah.
And your parents are a pretty big deal. What can you tell us about your father?
So my dad, Dumi Sani Abraham Marare Sr., so that is my senior. He, is credited with bringing Zimbabwean music to America. So marimbas, mbiras, anywhere you go, when you see that, I mean, in the 70s, it was a huge movement. I was kind of young in the movement when he was really, really doing his thing, but it was exciting. I mean, I learned from him, got to spend time with him, played with him. So he's a marimba artist who's huge. He had a group called Mananzi that was really, really huge.
How has that musical style and America's appreciation for it evolved since then, since your dad first got here?
It's huge. It is completely huge. I think there's an understanding, there's a learning curve that it took time for people to kind of gravitate towards. And it's huge. People are embracing it. I mean, as an example for myself, I've never incorporated African music in hip hop because I was always growing up, I was always afraid, will it be received? Will they understand this side of me? You know what I'm saying? And for the first time, I'm kind of fusing everything together. You know what I'm saying? So you'll hear some marimba influences. You'll hear a bunch of African influences in the music. So
this thing is called Through the Eyes of Art. And we talked about the music. Do you also do visual art?
I don't, but at Through the Eyes of Art, there will be visual artists. And so as my brainchild, I created a song for the 50 Next. They did a music compilation for the celebration of the Space Needle turning 50. And in that process, I created a song about gentrification, just kind of giving my perspective, a guy growing up in urban Seattle and watching the transition and the change and really trying to understand it. And so in the process of making that song, 50 Next loved it, said they got a great feedback and a great response for it. And so they were like, we want to create a movement around it. Let's create something. So they're like, what do you got? And I was like, well, I'd love to take a look at gentrification through different forms of art rather than just music. There's going to be 10 painters and photographers who will have their work exhibited. All the work are from painters and photographers here from Seattle, and their work is on gentrification here in Seattle. So it makes it near and dear to the people's heart here, because you'll get to see some very interesting work. And probably the biggest thing for me is that all of the artists share a different view. So it's not like you're seeing it through one lens, like, oh, we all agree on gentrification. No, it's a community issue. And there's a lot of us in this community. There's different races, different sexes, different genders. So how do we look at it? And we're not looking at it as for some people, they're afraid of the word.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, this is not about race. This is about class. And so we're saying, all right, with the different classes and the different races and the different nationalities, all these different things, let's look at it through art rather than having our voices going back and forth in this long discourse or panel discussion.
Talking to Dumi Marare about an upcoming exhibit this Saturday at the EMP, and I was thinking while you were talking that even though this is public radio and a lot of our listeners are certainly super well educated, they might have forgotten what gentrification even means. What is gentrification?
Specifically, I don't have the definition with me, but specifically, it's when a community is deteriorated based on corporate interests, if you will. And that it's something that you see not just here. You see it happening in New York. You see it happening across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, again, being a local artist, I was just trying to create a song that would be interesting to people.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of took on this new life where it was like, well, you know, this is happening in every city across the country. I'm like, no, I didn't. They're like, so, you know, in Harlem, you know what I mean? It's happening. I'm like, no, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
So changes in neighborhoods that are happening throughout the country, including here in Seattle. And you're looking at it in this exhibit through the eyes of 10 different artists, you say. Who are the different artists?
There's a guy by the name of Dalton Sun, who is a phenomenal painter. Another guy by the name of Hiawatha D. Another one, Melvin, who actually has a very, very interesting story. He's partially blind, and he's a photographer, but he has some of the most amazing work. So it's just a ton of people that I think if people came out, they would really, really, really like it. And I have to say this, the EMP has been, throughout the month, the EMP is doing amazing work at the EMP. They're going to have something every single week for Black History. So Through the Eyes of Art is the kickoff,
mm-hmm.
and you have all these people coming together. You have Ezel's Chicken, who's been one of our major sponsors. You have the Urban League. You got 50 Next, Cube 93, Mount Zion, the Central District Forum, Zulu. So there's a ton of community sponsors who came together and said, this has to happen. But the EMP has really grabbed the bull by the horns and said, the community largely needs to come together. All of us from different parts of this community need to come together and have a discussion and begin to talk about this.
Let's take it one step further. What's your goal for this specific event? What do you want people who attend this Saturday to take away from it?
If I could think of anything that would be important, it's just care. It might seem like something small. It's not a tangible thing that I can say you walked away with a piece of paper in your hand or you gave $30 to this cause. And that's great. We are doing some of that. There'll be some money raised. But by and large, I want you to care. I want you to care. As an example, if a Walmart were to move into a community, I think it's care that allows them to check with the surrounding businesses and make sure what they're doing is respectful to what the community is going through in the direction of the community. And so as people, let's say somebody moves here from another city, it's important to learn about where you're going. Why? Because there's a lot of history in that community. And so it allows you to navigate that all of the politics in that community to make sure if we care more and more, if you go to a neighborhood and you move into a house, I try to meet my neighbors. Maybe I'm a little different or old fashioned, but I still believe caring matters. And I want people to walk away from this and not be selfish and go, well, this is what I want or this is what I think. Let me care. And the best way I've seen for us to care is to see something through someone else's eyes, which allows us to be empathetic to their cause.
Hey, Dumi, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Dumi Marare is a hip hop artist and a curator, among other things. He's also the brain that put together the event at the EMP this weekend. It's called Through the Eyes of Art. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde. You can find more about the other events at the EMP on our website at kuow.org.